If you owe the government hundreds of thousands of dollars in back taxes, you wouldn't expect the government to give you money, would you? All right, according to a Government Accountability Office report released today, that's exactly what happened with more than 3,700 federal contractors who received over $24 billion in stimulus money, even though they owed the government $757 million in taxes. This is really and only in America. But here to discuss the perils of handing the government a pile of money to hand out at its own discretion are my freedom fighters, Fox Business anchor and my colleague Lori Rothman, Reason Magazine Associate Editor Peter Suderman, and radio host and Freedom Watch regular Nancy Skinner. Lori, do you think that this will give the President of the United States pause before they hand out billions again?
Do you think
he's wedded to an ideology, notwithstanding what he said in some op-ed this morning in a British newspaper, that government money can actually stimulate the economy?
So that's what I was referring to from this op-ed this morning. I think the president himself is thinking twice about stimulus. Here's my idea for stimulus, the plans that I tend to like. They require public and private funding. You have the Startup America. It's the $2 billion backed by the Small Business Association to get small business up and run so they can take out loans. But that money is matched by private venture capital firms. So you're really putting the risk. You're sharing it between the public and the private sector.
But the problem here is the willy-nilly way, the unfettered discretion that bureaucrats have to give away the stimulus money, so they give it to people that already owe the government money. That's absurd and
it's
insulting.
It is absurd and it's insulting, and the Republicans are jumping on this to criticize Obama and the Democrats.
Nancy Skinner, you probably know who said this, so I'm tipping my hand a little bit. Agree or disagree? Government spending doesn't create jobs. Innovative business people do. Agree or disagree, Ms. Skinner?
I think when consumer spending dries up completely, that the only source of funds is government, because if the demand is not their judge, then nobody's going to invest the capital to grow businesses or hire people. It's a demand supply crisis. So, yeah, they're bad apples here. These guys should be disbarred from not only stimulus dollars,
but
do you know who made this statement this morning? And got a no-bid contract for billions for the war in Iraq.
You don't care
this
where the money goes,
but
do you?
The stimulus works.
Skinner, do you know who you just disagreed with? The president of the United States wrote that statement, Peter Suderman, in an op-ed this morning in The Guardian of London, along with David Cameron, who believes this, the prime minister of Great Britain. Is Barack Obama going soft on lefties like Skinner?
Well, I mean, I wish that that's what Obama had been saying years ago, you know, when he passed the stimulus. But, I mean, this is the sort of thing that happens with a stimulus program. The whole point of the stimulus was to take $800 billion and shovel it into the economy as fast as possible. They didn't care where it went, and this is what happens when you take $800 billion, shovel it into the economy as fast as possible, and don't care where it goes.
Peter, what about all those
people like this?
What about all those promises by Joe Biden that he will make sure that this money is spent appropriately? They gave it to tax cheats. How inappropriate, how much more inappropriate could this be? Give it to criminals that are already in prison?
I think that there's a lot that's inappropriate about Joe Biden. I mean, do you trust Joe Biden's promises?
No.
I don't, you know, but I don't think anybody did to begin with. It was a joke.
All right, switching
gears. Let's give Joe Biden something to do.
But all that money, Judge, everything is on a website. At least they've been transparent about it. And, of course, you know, we went from negative 6 GDP to positive 6 GDP.
Well, all right,
so
look,
it works. And it's all in a
unemployment is still at 9%. We still have a $14.3 trillion debt, and inflation's out of control. But I want to switch gears more into your bailiwick, Skinner, of politics. Massachusetts Republican Senator Scott Brown announced yesterday he will not be voting for Wisconsin Republican Congressman Paul Ryan's budget proposals. Both Maine Senators Susan Collins and Olympia Snowe agree, as well Senator Rand Paul, for different reasons, has also indicated he's going to vote against Congressman Ryan's budget. All four disagree with the leadership of the Republican Party. Lori Rothman.
Yes.
Will an entitlement program overhaul ever take place if the party proposing it is so split as to how to go about it?
It's not a good sign. The hurdles are building up, getting higher and higher for the Ryan budget, that's for sure. But I'm so curious to hear what Eric Cantor is going to say, because don't forget, all of this budget deficit and deficit reduction haggling is going on against a backdrop of an anemic economic recovery. We need a bigger economic boost here. Maybe that plan could bring it.
Skinner, why haven't the Democrats proposed their own budget? Why are they allowing only the Republican budget to be debated and voted on? Don't they have their own ideas?
Well, yeah, they did. And that was health care reform. And that was about modernizing it, electronic records. But here's the thing. Scott Brown is a smart man. Anyone who votes, any Republican who votes on this plan to give seniors an $8,000 voucher, and that's it, that's all you get, you will never get reelected. Medicare is it is the safety net for our seniors. And so unless the GOP really wants to be serious, be a contender, have a candidate, Paul Ryan's proposal has to die.
Got it. Peter, I agree with Rand Paul. I happen to think that Medicare and Social Security are unconstitutional, that the federal government doesn't have the authority to do this. But a lot of hardworking people have paid money into these programs. They are entitled to get out what they've paid in. But Medicare and Social Security will sink us if we don't do something to repair them. The unfunded liability, the money that the government will have to pay to everybody here now who will someday qualify for it, is $70 trillion. What will happen if we don't do anything to repair this, Pete Suderman?
Well, at a certain point, the program just stops working. People stop getting the checks that they think they're going to get. Doctors stop being able to be paid. I mean, right now, doctors are looking at a 30% pay cut for Medicare reimbursements at the end of this year. And nobody knows how we're going to, you know, come up with the money to pay for that. Nobody knows how we're going to come up with the money to pay for any of this. I actually think that the prospects for this plan were always kind of dim. It was never clear that there were enough votes in the Senate. But at the same time, Republicans also deserve some of the blame for sort of laying the groundwork for this in advance by running so hard against the Medicare cuts in Obamacare. I mean, they were the ones out there for the last year and a half saying, you know, Obamacare is terrible because it cuts Medicare. And that's made it harder for them to reform now.
Lori, do you think even the Democrats admit that Medicare, Medicaid and Social Security are bankrupt?
Everybody agrees. Got to boost the economy. I mean, that's really the end-all, be-all, full-stop way to get us out of this pinch.
So that more people work and earn more money and pay more taxes and fund
Let's get
these
back
programs.
To full employment. Let's get innovation back on the table instead of having to depend on our entitlements. Let's get our industry and our talents back at work.
Right,
so again,
we get 15 cents. Skinner, I heard groan. You're not groaning about full employment,
anymore.
Are you?
These people on Medicare and Social Security, for the most part, aren't working anymore. Means testing, raising the retirement age. There
you sound like Paul Ryan, Skinner.
That will make those solvent.
All right, guys.
No, he just wants a voucher, $8,000.
Thanks very much. Nancy Skinner, Peter Suderman, Lori Rothman, always a pleasure. Up next, the plain truth on dependency, the federal government, and our entitlement nation.